I want to encourage you to listen to this podcast with your eyes closed. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes, okay? But if you're not driving and you're able to close your eyes where you are and just pause in the stillness, do so as you listen to me speak on this podcast. Trust me when I say it is a whole different experience that you're able to sense at a cellular level. Enjoy. Hey, I'm Coach Zen. I support you in elevating your energy and coming out of what was into what truly is. Life Verbs Podcast is an empowering podcast serving as a valuable resource for nurturing your inner self and deepening your inner standing. Here, you will discover valuable insight to support you in living a fulfilling and purposeful life. Here, we have enlightening convos about this journey that we all are on collectively, the journey of life. Get ready to hydrate your soul and fortify your spirit. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Life Verbs Podcast. If you are new here, I'm so happy that you said yes in listening to this podcast. And if you're not new here and you're already a part of the Life Verbs community, welcome back. And all of you, be sure to follow me on social media. My Instagram handle is @LifeVerbs with the S podcast. And my TikTok is the same, @LifeVerbs with an S podcast. I'm more active on Instagram. I'm more active on Instagram. And if you are wanting to join the community, visit my Patreon. That will be linked in the show notes. And join the Women's Circle. You all, listening to the rain and being outside is definitely a fave of mine. It's definitely something I love to do, and it's definitely a vibe when I'm recording this podcast. So if the audio seems a little faulty, it's because I am actually recording this not on my main equipment, but often when I am experiencing these beautiful moments of stillness, so much comes through that I want to share with you. And today I want to speak on the essence of vulnerability. Vulnerability is such a shape shifter that can truly move things into place and support the course going forward. And as I just stated that, I saw land as if I'm looking at a globe. And of course, land is surrounded by water. And the shifting of the land, how it moves over time, and how what the earth looks like today is not how it looked thousands upon thousands of years ago in other eras of our existence. And vulnerability very much works that same way.
Hey y'all, Pink Lady here. I'm a podcast producer, director, coach, and host. And I want to tell you all about my production company, Pink Lady Productions. We collaborate with creatives like you who are driven to share your message by launching your podcast from A to Z and coaching you through the process. To learn more about our services, check out our website at pinkladyprod.com. That's PinkLadyProd.com.
Vulnerability is truly the degree to which you accept yourself. I learned that from Kevin Walton in Creatorhood Initiate Training. Join us. I'm not sure when this particular podcast episode will air, but we are entering into Phase 1 on February 3rd, Phase 2 on February 11th. And if you were not able to join for those phases, stay tuned, because this will happen again. We do this every year. I believe twice a year. But again, I learned there that vulnerability is truly the degree at which we accept ourselves. And you really do yourself a disservice, when you choose to hold things in instead of opening up. If there's a situation in your life that's taking place, or something that you're experiencing, something that you're navigating, I want to encourage you to be vulnerable. Because vulnerability is often the key that unlocks the door, so that you're able to open the door, see what is behind the door, what's within that room, and do what's necessary. Whether that's walking through because you're entering a whole nother portal, whether that's doing some cleanup, some organization, vulnerability truly unlocks the key. Meaning, the more that you accept yourself, the more things become available to you. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's not what you say, it's how you speak to it. Many people have challenges around vulnerability due to trust, due to difficulties they have around trust. And if you're one of those individuals who has difficulty around trust, I have a nugget for you, a gem, if you will, to support you with that. And that is to be more present. Be more present and be the observer, and truly tune into your intuition more, so therefore it can guide you accordingly. Your intuitional voice within you is linked to Source. It's linked to the one that created you and that created us all. So again, if you have challenges around trust, or if you find yourself to say, this is something in my life that I want, but due to past experiences, I'm nervous, there's fear there, I'm apprehensive. And it's important for you to be honest with yourself within acknowledging that. Join my community of unwavering support as we support one another in this collective journey called life that each and every one of us are experiencing. Together, we will ignite, empower, uplift, and elevate one another on this shared path. The Women's Circle is more than just a support group, you all. It's a sisterhood. In addition, you will have the opportunity to attend monthly group sessions and receive personalized guidance through quarterly individual sessions with me, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes, and I look forward to seeing you there and supporting you on your journey. Blessings and abundance. You may also acknowledge that due to a decision that you made that resulted in some type of consequence for your actions or what have you, and you may have difficulty trusting your own self, again, being present, which means being fully engaged within the moment, within the experience that you are in, listening, being the observer, and before you speak or before you engage, truly be with your intuition in that moment. And don't be so focused on the steps, because they all truly are synchronized together within one another. This is also great if you're single and you're putting yourself out there more and meeting people. This is great if job interviews or speaking engagements, what have you. The formula is to always be present, i.e. fully engaged in the moment. In that presence, tune in, really listen. Really turn your senses up as far as what you're hearing, what you're sensing, what you're seeing. And then all of that, your intuition is already engaged in and will lead you forward, because your intuition is always clear 100% of the time. Don't overthink it. Don't overdo anything. Just be. Just be. And even when you're vulnerable, incorporate that formula. And just be, because your intuition will speak for itself and will communicate to you. So therefore, you're able to communicate efficiently and effectively in regards to your experience. Vulnerability has been the saving grace to marriages. It's been the saving grace to any type of relations with siblings, friends, professional relationships. Vulnerability can support you in drawing in more abundance in all aspects, in all the ways. Vulnerability can even increase your resources. Vulnerability can support the inner experience of self to the external part of self, internal cause, external effect. And vulnerability can raise the vibration of your aura, just to name a few things. So my question to you is this: what do you choose? Are you going to choose to hold it in your body not speak what's necessary to be said, act within the opposite of vulnerability, closed off, blocked, stagnant, stuck, or are you going to choose to step in to the essence of vulnerability, understand its essence truly for what it is, and see how it is powerful, how it's a strength, and let go of the story and narrative of it being a weakness. That's it. I would love to hear from you. Visit my website, www.lifeverbswithasspodcast.com, to let me know how this podcast episode activated you today. Send in your life verb, the rooting system that anchors you, and any questions that you would like to be answered. Be sure to like and review this podcast wherever you listen to it. To learn more about my personal coaching services for women, to join the Women's Circle, which is a virtual, supportive, uplifting, and empowering group of women who meet monthly from all over the globe, and to receive my quarterly newsletter, visit my website, www.lifeverbswithanspodcast.com. Contact me on Instagram @lifeverbswithanspodcast. All this information is located in the show notes. Always remember to keep your soul hydrated and your spirit fortified.